Iyarhi Nakoda. Discussions have begun in the Bow Valley region to develop one or more indigenous centers, following closely in the footsteps of Wazan Ichinabi T, House of Oneness, which opened its doors in Cochrane on January 24. The center in Cochrane is the result of extensive planning by Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation elders and knowledge keepers working in cooperation with the Rotary Club of Cochrane and like-minded neighbors. We chose the name Wazan Ichinabi T, House of Oneness, because we wanted to reflect the Stoney worldview that all of creation is interconnected, said Trent Fox, who, along with his mother Tina, is an advisor to the initiative. The center was proposed as a multi-use site to serve as a one-stop shop for indigenous peoples, not just the Iyarhi Nakota, pursuing business opportunities and seeking a spectrum of services. It also aims to create a social, cultural, and economic connection with the non-indigenous community. At the center, all people are one, regardless of race or culture. It is planned to operate as a non-profit organization that will provide the community with educational programming and services that focus on promoting truth and reconciliation principles. Most importantly, it is indigenous-led, said Cochrane Rotarian Michael Bopp, who sits on the center's board of directors along with other members of the Rotary and indigenous community. Bopp is also a co-founder of Four Worlds International and is a director for the Four Worlds Center for Development Learning, which is dedicated to building the capacity of communities and professional organizations for sustainable participatory development. He has 20-plus years of experience working with indigenous communities and development organizations in Canada and overseas. The center will be sort of an indigenous embassy, so that when anybody in town wants to know how to manage indigenous protocols, they can visit the center to do that, he said. For example, if you're supposed to be doing an archaeological assessment, first, what does it have to do with indigenous peoples? Well, they're the ones that live here, and you need to work through elders to do that. There's a certain way that should go. With around 2,500 indigenous peoples living in Cochrane, according to the 2021 census, it's also important to have representation in the community. Although it's an indigenous center, similar to what a friendship center can be, it will also serve as a place where people can get more information, some education on indigenous issues, not Stoney-specific, said Fox. But it's also a place where Stoney people can educate those who are interested about the Stoney culture, the language, the history, and our relationship with the government. In nearby Canmore, a smaller proportion of the population identified as indigenous in the 2021 census, with around 375 people. While Fox believes Cochrane acts as more of an urban hub to the Iyarhi Nakota given the proximity of Minnithinne and affordability compared to Canmore, its next closest neighbor, he believes centers in Canmore and Banff can offer further opportunities to share the stories of his First Nation and others with ties to the area. The Banff Canmore Community Foundation and its Moving Mountains Initiative, focused on areas such as improving local, social and indigenous economy, as well as environmental and cultural learning, is currently discussing the idea of potentially developing an indigenous center in Banff. The organization is still in the early days of discussion, however, and was not ready to confirm details with the outlook. Banff has a historic importance to not just the Stoney but to the Blackfoot, to the Cree, to the Kootenai, Tenaha. So I think it would be a really positive, Fox said of the initiative. Meanwhile, Indigenous Tourism Alberta, ITA, is currently conducting a feasibility study exploring the possibilities of Indigenous-led infrastructure to further support the growth of Indigenous tourism in Alberta, with potential for a future Indigenous center to be based out of the Canmore Visitor Information Center off Highway 1. The space is currently utilized under a partnership with Tourism Canmore Kananaskis, which is also negotiating with the Provincial Tourism Organization to renew its use of the site. Indigenous Tourism Alberta is always looking for opportunities to expand Indigenous tourism, and this is one opportunity in an exploratory phase among many future possibilities, said Erica Richardson, a representative of ITA, in an email statement. The feasibility study is being led by Indigenous Tourism Alberta with financial support from various provincial and federal partners. The future of this feasibility study is dependent on future funding. Fox said he believes an indigenous center could be a positive addition in Canmore. I think that would be beneficial not just to the indigenous peoples but to the non-indigenous community as they can start learning about indigenous issues, he said. Really, any large urban center should have a friendship center where they can start connecting with indigenous people, learning from one another. BOP cautioned against the use of indigenous centers for the purpose of tourism where Banff and Canmore are concerned, however, and said he hopes any spaces that do come to fruition are indigenous-led and built on the principles of truth and reconciliation. We're at a juncture in this country where we're trying to heal the relationships between indigenous and non-indigenous people, BOP said. This country was founded on a whole lot of bad stuff. There are people who don't even want to face it. But you can't have reconciliation without truth. It's about acknowledging and learning about the past, but also moving forward in a positive way to build something good. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.